Now, Redmond O'Toole has hit me. Have you been to Vegas, Redmond, by any chance?
Have I been to Vegas? Well, you know, what happens in Vegas stays in Vegas.
but have you been? Have you been? No.
I have never been to Vegas. No.
I was there with...
Interesting. My agent is constantly handed with
I am saying request to go Vegas, and Caesar's Palace and just to get you over there.
Actually, you too, you know, it's going to open up for them.
This is what we were talking about this morning. It's quite interesting, isn't it, that they're going to play there?
You know, if they came to me, I wouldn't turn it down.
I don't see why they should either, right? Why wouldn't you? Why wouldn't
you? It would actually be quite nice. You know, it'd be quite nice one to go and see them like that.
Yeah, and one venue, which means they can set up, don't have to go anywhere.
Yeah.
A bit like you next Tuesday at the National Concert
Hall. Exactly, it's a gig for me, yeah.
It's lovely. Now, firstly, welcome. You're playing in the National Concert Hall, the lunchtime concert next Tuesday with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra and that fine guitar of yours.
Yes.
Do you want to let everyone hear a little piece of it while you're...
I'm going to play a little excerpt from the famous slow movement of the Rodrigo Concerto.
Oh, right. You're playing that on the day,
aren't
you?
I'm going to play it, yeah. Well, you know, obviously we have the whole orchestra on the day and the guitar, but you know, the orchestra couldn't make it here. I think maybe their bus is stuck in traffic or something.
It's the old problem. Old problem.
So I'm going to go it alone, but I want to dedicate this to a couple. I've been quite instrumental in my career, Shay and Nessa Kennedy, who are celebrating their 50th anniversary today.
On this very day?
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
So that is, you know...
What part of the world are they?
They're in Achill Island.
Oh, beautiful. Yeah. Hopefully the weather's right. Now, away you go. Just play away. This is a section, a little piece.
Yeah, the Adagio.
Yeah, look gorgeous.
I'll play everything I can play with at the orchestra.
Sure. Oh, you make it look so easy. That was lovely, Raymond. Thank you. That was beautiful.
You.
It's a gorgeous piece of music, isn't it?
It's for guitar players. It's it's really the pinnacle of the repertoire. And you know, talking about the concert orchestra, to play with the RTÉ Concert Orchestra as an Irish musician, it's the equivalent for me of like putting on the green jersey and playing in Lansdowne Road. It means the world to me. And Yeah, I played lots of orchestras all around. Just my first time in one of the RTE orchestras. So.
Oh, it's wonderful.
Yeah.
Oh, it'll be special.
Yeah.
Have you been rehearsing with them already?
Oh, well, we're going to rehearse. We'll start rehearsals next week.
All right.
I think they wanted to hear how this went today.
Prove you can play the guitar.
Those guys don't mess around,
No, they don't.
I mean, they're amazing. They can just play.
But they're so versatile. Everyone says it, the RTE Concert Orchestra. They're so versatile. Because they'll go from a classical piece to suddenly big band music. Like, it's just...
Exactly, and the concert is very varied, actually. It's not just me. There's also lots of other great Spanish music.
Jim Lopardy is going to be in the Eric Satie, one of the great pieces of music.
Ah, yes.
One of our great favourites here on the radio. Listen, firstly, talk about this guitar. It's an 8-string guitar.
Yeah, well, and that's another thing, a great thing about playing the Concerto de Ranquet, which was written for 6-string guitar, but by Joaquin Rodrigo, who didn't play the guitar himself. He was a pianist. And his music is famously very awkward on the guitar. So he wrote the music, you know, with the guitar in mind, the sound of the guitar in mind, but maybe not the physicality of the guitar in mind.
Sure.
So it was very interesting. I mean, I'm very lucky that my teacher, Oscar Guilla, he would have played for Rodrigo many times and played the concerto. And, of course, Rodrigo is dead, you know, decades now, but
yes.
I played this piece a number of times for Oscar, and he, you know, had that insight of maybe what Rodrigo was really thinking, and we were able to put in some of the original notes that were taken out for the 6-string. And
that's quite something that you were taught by a guy with that link to Rodrigo.
It's a great honour that I studied Oscar.
It sure is. But the 8-string guitar, is that Spanish, or where is that from?
Well, you know, can you go back? If you go back to like the time of like Queen Elizabeth, there was like hundreds and hundreds of.
That's the first one.
Yes, not the recent one.
No, the first Queen Elizabeth.
Not my personal friend. I once played for her. That's one of my big claim to fame. Yeah.
Where was
when
this?
She came here? Yeah.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
All right. Did you get to say hello?
I think the budget was getting low, so they.
Did you get to say hello to her?
I did, yeah.
Ah, good man.
Yeah.
Did you get a picture?
I have a picture somewhere, yeah. Excellent. I'll try and get it on the website.
That's the one. Because the only one picture we ever see is the market from Cork.
Oh, yeah.
We never see. But that's great that you're.
It was televised, but.
You played with the Chieftains as well, didn't you?
Yeah, yeah.
When was that?
Oh, I did 8 years with the Chieftains.
Did you really?
At least. This actually, the Rodrigo was a real favourite of Paddy Maloney.
Really?
And we had a great piece we did with orchestra and Chieftains called the Galician Overture. And actually, that's how I got the Chieftains gig. It was the first gig was with the BBC Ulster doing, and he wanted me for the Galician Overture, which has guitar parts in it. I mean, they're almost lifted from the Rodrigo. You won't say anything, right?
No, no. God rest his soul. I think we're safe. I think we're safe.
You know, in the style and definitely inspired by it. And,
yeah.
Yeah, they needed a guitar player, and I got a call, and then we did a rehearsal, and he said, do you want to play some of the other tunes? And I was like, yeah. So I pulled out the old, you know, the basher, as Paddy called it, 6-string guitar, and I played the whole set, and I went all over with them.
Wonderful.
Yeah, yeah. It was a really great experience. I'm sure the biggest concerts I ever did. Or ever will do.
But they were phenomenal. They were phenomenal. And we forget. I always remember people talk about it still. They went to China. Nobody did.
We used to do that Full of Joy piece in China. I used to put matchsticks into my strings to make it sound like a Chinese instrument.
Are you serious?
Which Paddy was, he freaked out when he heard that. He loved that.
Yeah.
And that was his thing, you see.
He was a great music person.
Yeah, he was open to every idea.
That's right.
Any kind of creativity and any kind of new people.
Yes.
He kept it fresh, you see. He kept moving around people. He had his original mainstays, and they're also very flexible musicians like Matt.
But he played with so many people. He played with albums by so many people. Mick Jagger today in one. But he played with all sorts of people.
Oh, sure. I mean, we played with Kris Kristofferson. That was a huge thing. I mean, I love Kris Kristofferson.
Yeah.
But he came out on the night, and he played a different song than we had said we were going to play.
That could be a worry.
And you talk about having to be flexible. That's about as flexible as it gets, right?
You won't have that problem. The OG Concert Orchestra won't allow that.
I don't think that's going to happen on next Tuesday.
It's Tuesday lunchtime. Now, listen, one of the pieces you're playing is, we mentioned Jim Lopardy. I just think that's one of the most gorgeous pieces. And I noticed when I had a look at the list of tunes that are being played on the day, we know them. You know, we're not going to be kind of overly surprised, because these are pieces we know and love. And I think that's the trick, isn't it?
That is the tradition of the summer lunchtime concerts. Yeah, they're accessible concerts, but they're supposed to be, you know, the kind of concert. I mean, I've invited a lot of my friends who maybe wouldn't be into classical music.
You know?
Yeah. So it's a great kind of, you know, it's a gateway concert.
Yes. Yeah, well, that's no harm in that. And I'm a great believer in that. Uh-huh. This is you doing Gymnopédie. I don't know when you recorded.
Oh, great. You know what? I recorded that in here.
Did you?
Studio 8.
Oh, very good. Well, let's have a listen to it. And we'll check it for technical quality now. And you're playing this on Tuesday?
I'm not playing this. The orchestra playing this.
You're doing the real version. But you can home along to it. It's one of the most popular pieces we play here all the time. It's gorgeous. Gymnopédie, number one, and Eric Satie being played there by Reverend O'Toole. And just a reminder, we're talking about the National Concert Hall lunchtime. Tuesday, Liz Nolan will be presenting, and my guest Edmund O'Toole will be there, flying in specially from Bray.
Yeah.
Is that the one?
I'll get it there.
Listen, talk to me about this guitar of yours, because you have you play it like a cello. Now, you didn't learn to play the guitar like a cello.
No, I didn't. I played a six-string guitar, you know.
Sure, like we all learn, yeah.
From about age 11.
Okay.
Actually, my parents taught me in the first place.
Okay.
You know, my parents both play guitar and would sing folk music and stuff.
Lovely.
And, I was well into it. I was in college, you know, doing six-string guitar, like, performance degree. And I went to Scotland to a guitar festival, and there was a guy playing there, Paul Galbraith, playing this amazing eight-string guitar. And he played two pieces in the concert that I was already playing on six-string.
Right.
And he kind of blew my mind. There was all these extra notes, and I was like, you know, I couldn't believe it. And it was rolling around my head when I got home. And I'm in a very lucky position that my uncle, Pat O'Toole, is a guitar maker.
So
we got all the scraps from the workshop to make a prototype.
Yeah.
And I kind of never looked back. You know, I loved it when I got it. And when I played it first, I played it on my knee, like a regular guitar. And I realised quite quickly that that wasn't going to work because you have two extra strings and the neck is so fat. So I adjusted my technique to follow Paul Galbraith and put the cello spike in. Actually, the first cello spike we used was a modified music stand with a kind of a big, you know, ignorant bolt stuck into it.
Sure, sure. Well, you were trying to figure out what to
do. Yeah, to figure out how to do it. And I was very lucky, and Paul Galbraith became a teacher of mine then after that. And we had lessons in Brazil where he's based and...
But is it a South American instrument?
No, it's totally his invention. I mean, this is the funny thing.
Are you serious?
And it looks so classic because we're all used to seeing cellists. So
yes.
Nobody, often people just think it's, that it's normal. I've sometimes played concerts and people don't even realise that. Because it's actually not that different. It's basically taking the guitar position and turning it, you know, from 9 o'clock to 12 o'clock.
I understand,
You're still doing the same thing.
And you are right. It's only that you mentioned it to me now as I look at it, that where the frets are, it's actually very wide.
It's quite wide, yeah. And that's why, so when you put it in the cello position, you have a kind of a dancing hand, where your left hand is kind of hanging on the fretboard, you have the weight of your arm. And I suppose the thing that I really love about it is the right hand, the hand that plucks the strings, is in the air like a harp player would be.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's right.
So
fascinating to watch.
That's really relaxing. You know, you can really chill playing like that.
Yeah. Are you going to play us another piece just to finish up?
Yeah, I thought I could. You know, I see the orchestra still haven't arrived. I see. So
the bus
must be broken
the bus
down.
Is stuck
I think
at the entrance.
But I'll play a bit of the first movement.
Okay.
You know, the famous... This would be the opening of the piece, right?
Okay, this would be lovely. Now, I'd love to hear this. Just a reminder again, lads, it's Reverend O'Toole with the RTE Concert Orchestra. Arliss Nolan presenting it, and it's next Tuesday, 1 o'clock at the NCH. Off you go, Reverend. I'm looking forward to this.
Thank you.
Not at all.
Thank you.
A round of applause for one person. Reverend, thank you for joining us
today. Thanks for having me. It's been a pleasure.
And good luck to you on Tuesday. I think it'll be terrific.
Thank you.
Well done.